The Adventures of Madame Strange. This story is called Web of Lies. This is part 7. The RV door swung open. A short, slender black woman dressed in white looked in. She smiled. It wasn't a warm, friendly smile, but a chilling, threatening one. "Good. I finally got you Bixby's where I want you," the woman said. Darla gasped. "Monica? Is that you?" The woman walked in. "Yes, Darla. It's me. Are you surprised to see me?" "Well, yeah. I haven't seen you since high school." Monica looked at Darla contemptuously. Darla recoiled from Monica's gaze. "What happened to you?" she asked. "Do you remember the last time we saw each other?" Monica asked. "Yeah, it was the night of our prom." "Do you remember what happened that night?" "Vaguely," Darla replied. "Let me refresh your memory," Monica said. "You lied about the most important night of my life."
"What are you talking about, Monica?"
"I didn't have a date. You went with Craig, but you and he left early. You told me you were going off to celebrate." "I knew what that meant. I knew all about Craig and all the other girls he celebrated with. I warned you about him. I pleaded. But you laughed scornfully and went anyway."
"So what if I did?" Darla asked. "That was a long time ago."
"I had no way to get home, Darla. He heard me beg you not to leave me stranded. He also overheard me warn you about him. So when he took you back to his hotel room and you wouldn't let him screw you, he came back for me."
"He did?" Darla asked.
"You don't recall him leaving you?"
"No. I got pretty wasted.
But he was there when I woke up."
"Craig came to kill me, Monica.
That was because you refused him at the last minute. He blamed me for warning you and ruining his game. He said you made him promise to take me home. That's the only reason I went with him."
"Well, I was looking out for you," Darla said.
Monica scoffed.
"Then, after I disappeared, you lied and said Craig was with you the entire night. That he never left the room. No one knew what happened to me."
"I was your best friend, Monica, but you chose Craig over me."
"I've never forgiven you. And now I'm going to wipe out your family the way Craig wiped out my future."
"Monica, I'm sorry. This all happened a long time ago. I don't even remember it clearly."
"But I do. You're going to pay, Darla. I've already taken Jerry and Winnie. Now I'm going to take you and your husband. I may take your other children, too. I haven't decided yet. It depends on how I feel after I've taken you. Maybe that will be enough revenge, and it will satisfy me, and maybe it won't."
"Look," Bianca interrupted, "I hate to interrupt this little reunion. I don't know who you are, but I have nothing to do with any of this."
"You are what's known as an innocent bystander," Monica replied coldly.
"Yes, I am. But you're part of this now, so you can't leave."
"What do you plan to do with me?" Bianca asked.
"I haven't decided, but it will go better if you don't interfere."
Bianca knew she would have to interfere, but didn't know how.
"What are you planning to do with them?" she asked.
"End them," Monica replied.
"You mean kill them?"
"No, I mean end them," Monica said. "I will make them deader than dead. They won't even be ghosts. They will vanish. They will be erased."
"Is that even possible?" Bianca asked.
"I wouldn't say it if it couldn't be done."
"But you haven't said how it will be done."
"Patience, Bianca Estranho. You'll find out when they do."
Bianca remained silent for a few moments. Her mind raced as she considered possible solutions. "There must be a way I can help," she thought, "or else why would I be here?"
"I have another idea," she said.
"Don't interfere," Monica shouted.
"I'm not interfering. I can help you."
"How?" Monica asked.
"Darla isn't the one you ought to punish."
"What do you mean? Who is it then?"
"Who murdered you?" Bianca asked.
"It was Craig."
"What happened to him?"
"Nothing. Nothing at all."
"Where is he now?"
"I don't know," Monica replied.
"What if I helped you find him?"
"You would do that?"
"If you agreed to let these people go, I would do everything I could to help you find Craig. Isn't he the one you want anyway?"
"Darla lied, and that's awful. Craig is a murderer."
and that's infinitely worse. Since the police didn't catch him, maybe you and I can.
Monica considered Bianca's offer. Darla and Jonathan looked at Bianca and wondered if she could save them. Maybe Monica would reject her suggestion.
Everyone waited.
Okay, I'll do as you say, but only temporarily. If I don't find Craig, I'm coming back for them.
And if you do find him, you'll leave them alone? Bianca asked.
She wanted to pin Monica down.
You swear?
Yes. But if you betray me or try to trick me, Bianca, I'll take you and them. Is that perfectly clear?
Perfectly, Bianca replied. Now let them leave so we can get started.
After the Bixby family left the RV, Monica turned to Bianca.
So where do we start? She asked.
The same place I started with Jerry and Winnie, the internet.
What's that?
I guess it was still pretty new when you died. It's an essential resource now. What was this Craig guy's last name?
Edwards, Monica replied.
Let me Google him.
Do what to him?
Look him up, Bianca said. She typed in Craig's name.
There are quite a few. We'll have to check them out.
Just tell me where to go, Monica said.
You can move that fast? Bianca asked.
Monica smiled. It was an evil smile.
I can be anywhere in the blink of an eye. All I need is a location.
There must be some sort of ghost GPS, Bianca thought.
Okay, let's do the local ones first. Maybe he's still around.
She gave Monica an address. Monica disappeared. Bianca waited anxiously.
Monica returned a few minutes later.
He's too old, she said. Give me another one.
Bianca read another address. Monica vanished. She was back a moment later. That one was too young.
Can't you narrow it down?
The more details you look for, the less accurate the information becomes. Google is notoriously unreliable.
Then why use it?
It's the best thing out there right now.
Well, do your best, Monica replied. Use your intuition or something.
It would be better if you gave me more facts to go on. How about a birth year? When were you born?
In 1977, Monica replied. Bianca added the year to see if it made a difference.
There are still a few, she said. It seems to be a popular name.
Stop procrastinating, Monica yelled. Gimme an address.
Bianca read off another address and Monica vanished. Bianca got up and found the keys to her RV. She inserted them in the ignition and then hurried back to the laptop on the table. If she could be ready to drive away as soon as Monica left again, she hoped Monica wouldn't be able to relocate her. It was worth a try.
Monica appeared a second later.
He was a black guy.
Bianca sighed. She searched again. Here's another one, she said. She gave Monica the new address and Monica vanished again. Bianca stood up but never made it to the driver's seat.
It's him!
Now all we have to do is decide how to punish him, Monica said.
Bianca now had a new problem.
It was how to prevent Monica from taking revenge on Craig Edwards.
We? She asked.
You promised to help me.
I promised to help you find him, and I did. In return, you promised to leave the Bixbys alone, and I'm expecting you to keep your promise.
Is that a threat?
I've never threatened anyone, Monica. I won't start now.
Then you will help me finish what I need to do.
No. My obligation to you is finished. What happens now is between you and Craig Edwards.
I can't do anything without you, Monica said.
Why is that?
I can't hurt him. I'm a ghost.
Only another living person can harm him. I need you.
Monica's lack of understanding regarding her ghostly abilities surprised Bianca.
Maybe it's a good thing she thinks she needs me, Bianca thought.
She doesn't, but she doesn't know that.
I won't harm him, Monica. That's not what I do.
You have to, or I will punish the Bixbys.
How?
You just said you can't do anything to them.
Not the living ones, the children, Winnie and Jerry. They're part of my realm, not yours.
Bianca knew Monica was correct. She had seen what ghosts did to other ghosts and never forgot the horror she witnessed.
Monica vanished. Bianca felt grateful she was gone because she needed time to think. There were many moving parts to this crisis, and she couldn't decide which were the most important. Should she concentrate on protecting the living Bixbys, the ghost Bixbys, or Craig Edwards?
Or, Bianca asked herself, maybe I should focus on Monica. She seems to be the key to everything, the spider who wove this intricate web.
End of part 6.
Thanks for listening. This material is copyrighted, all rights reserved.